Hi, I'm Ray Hageman, and this is the Wyoming Outdoorsman. Hunters interested in learning how to take a lymph node sample from their deer, elk, or moose this fall should plan to attend a training course in Casper this Thursday. Stay tuned. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department is hosting a training session on how to remove lymph nodes from harvested deer and elk for chronic wasting disease testing. The training will be held September 4th at 5 p.m. at the Casper Regional Game and Fish Office. CWD is a fatal neurological disease that affects deer, elk, and moose. Early detection through proper lymph node collection is essential for monitoring and surveillance of this disease. This training is ideal for hunters and will be conducted by wildlife professionals. Again, the training is September 4th at 5 p.m. at the Casper Region Game and Fish Office, 3030 Energy Lane, in the shop area. Participants will receive hands-on instruction on the correct procedures for locating, extracting, preserving, and submitting lymph node samples for CWD testing. This training will cover all necessary tools and techniques, ensuring that attendees are well prepared to contribute to vital CWD surveillance efforts. Hunters can also view online instructions and a how-to video on the Game and Fish website. Since 1997, the Game and Fish has been monitoring the distribution and prevalence of CWD to better understand how this disease may affect the health of Wyoming's deer and elk populations. This disease has now been identified in most deer hunt areas across Wyoming. Continued monitoring of the disease over time is important to help Game and Fish understand its potential impacts and evaluate future management actions for deer and elk. Determining the prevalence of CWD in herds is important for management and requires many samples from each herd to be submitted to the Game and Fish Wildlife Health Laboratory. For this reason, sampling efforts are focused in different hunt areas each year. Areas for the Casper region include mandatory sample submission in deer hunt areas 34 and 88 type 7, and focused priority area sample submission will be in deer hunt areas 7 through 14 and 21. For more information about chronic wasting disease and the importance of lymph node testing, go to the Wyoming Game and Fish website. Another workshop will be planned in Cheyenne for September 23rd at the Game and Fish office at 6 p.m. More details on that coming up in the coming weeks. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman, a program by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.